Are we going to be able to find cancer DNA in the bloodstream, in the urine, in the saliva, and what you cough up, and pap smears, all this kind of stuff, and be able to find the cancer?
I think that we already know that DNA that comes from cancer cells, it's present in those fluids, plasma, in our blood, or saliva, or other bodily fluids like urine or so. Actually, for a while, the scientists knew that there is DNA from the tumors there. There were two things that needed to be done. One, you already mentioned it, we needed to know how to tell if that DNA, let's say, comes from a tumor cell and not from another non-tumor cell that is present in our body, because those fluids actually, as a matter of fact, most of the DNA comes from cells that they are dying. A lot of our organs,
the normal wear and tear,
the normal wear and tear, they turn over and stuff like that. So most of it, the DNA comes from that normal, if you wish, or as I call it, non-cancerous cell.
Are you saying it's hard to call either of us normal?
Yes, it is. I mean, I have learned that. I don't know, normal, it's in quotations usually. You know, it's normal for cancer, but maybe not normal for something else. So I just try to discriminate those things. And certainly, if they come from me, I'm not normal. And so, yeah, that was the first thing. And you touched on that. The signals were this work that our group here and many groups actually around the globe have done the past few years to try to identify mutations, changes, as you said, in the DNA or other epigenetic changes on top of that. Those are act like beacons in a way to say, here I am, I came from a cancer cell. So we understood that the last whatever 10 or so years. But the other part was, I mentioned already that most of the signal comes from non-cancerous cells. So how can you figure out how to find that? The forensic thing that you mentioned, how can you find something that it's one out of 10,000? That took a lot of time and a lot of effort to try to actually devise or develop technologies to be able to do that. And we are at that cusp now that we have those technologies. For certain clinical situations, we can actually see the DNA or the signal, if you wish, better, that comes from cancer cells. We still have to improve it, but I think some of these technologies, they start actually being part of the management of individuals that they have cancer, since we're talking about cancer now.